from Vermont Public. This is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Wednesday, February 12th, and here are today's headlines. House lawmakers have approved a bill that would make it easier for prosecutors to charge Vermonters with hate crimes. Under existing law, the direct victim of a crime needs to be a member of a protected class in order for courts to allow hate crime charges. And that means racist vandalism on a public building, for example, would not be eligible for the enhanced penalties. Williston Representative Angela Arsenault says the bill approved by House lawmakers yesterday would allow courts to consider the motive of the alleged offender.
I think it's a way of saying, as a society, as a culture, that certain conduct is not acceptable. It's never acceptable, and hate-motivated crimes are never acceptable.
The bill, which is now headed to the Senate, has the support of the Attorney General's Office and the Vermont Office of Racial Equity. Attorney General Charity Clark and 21 other state attorneys general sued on Monday to block the National Institutes of Health's surprise slashing of billions of dollars in medical research around the country. Later in the day, a federal judge in Massachusetts temporarily blocked the cuts from taking effect, setting a hearing for later this month to settle whether they're legal. Attorney General Clark said in a statement that this attempt by the Trump administration to revoke already appropriated federal funding is, quote, another blatant example of his disregard for the separation of powers and the limits of presidential authority. Nursing staff at Northwestern Medical Center in St. Albans voted to form a union last week. It's the first staff union at the hospital and the latest in a series of healthcare worker unions popping up across the state in recent years. Megan Niles is a surgical nurse who helped organize the effort. She said at times last week the vote appeared close.
Then we saw that there was more yeses at the end. That just like you could tell there was so many more yeses. And it was like everybody started getting excited and crying. And it was really cool to be part of that.
The final tally was 72 in favor, 45 against. Bargaining will begin in the coming weeks. Niles says she's advocating for safe staffing ratios, transparency around pay, and consistent policies. The CEO and president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont has announced his retirement after 16 years in the role. Don George will step down at the end of this year, which in a letter to lawmakers he had previously described as a critical time for the healthcare system. In that January letter, George also wrote that Blue Cross Blue Shield member claims have spiked 17% per year. Meanwhile, the insurance company says it's lost $100 million annually for five out of the last 6 years. Blue Cross Blue Shield insures almost one-third of Vermonters, according to reporting by VT Digger. The Healthcare Insurance's Board of Directors says they plan to start the search for a new CEO soon. And the Vermont Green Football Club yesterday announced their new head coach ahead of the team's 2025 USL League Two season. Chris Taylor is a native of Liverpool, England, and the current head coach of SUNY Plattsburgh's men's soccer team. He's also served as an assistant coach with the Green since their inaugural season in 2022. Fresh off the University of Vermont men's soccer team's national championship in December, Taylor says right now feels like the best time in the history of Vermont soccer.
I feel completely privileged to be a part of it. I loved following UVM as a fan and watching their journey and celebrating them. And now I hope to carry on the good fortune of soccer in Vermont and hopefully keep riding that wave of momentum to keep going with Vermont Green.
Former head coach Adam Pfeiffer will stay with the club as sporting director. That's a role he's held since 2022. The Green's 2025 home opener will be held in late May. Coming up, lack of housing is a major problem around the country, and Vermont is no outlier. But a program that's been in place for more than four decades here helps people with extra housing offer it to those in need. We'll find out how the matching process works after this. For over 40 years, HomeShare Vermont has been matching up people who have extra housing with people who need it. Each match is unique and based on the needs, interests, and lifestyles of the people involved. Today, Vermont Public reporter Erica Heilman speaks with Beth Butler and Shirley Hebert, who have been living together in Shirley's house for over 2 years.
The experience of looking for a job just got a lot easier.
Cookies and hot chocolate, that's the best, right?
Cookies and hot chocolate.
That's Beth Butler and Shirley Hebert. They are watching Wheel of Fortune after dinner in Shirley's living room in Essex Center. Beth is in her mid-50s, and Shirley is rounding on 100. Shirley has been living alone since her second husband died in 2005. And for a number of years after that, her six children would rotate in and out of her home to care for her and make it possible for her to stay in her home into old age. Then they found HomeShare Vermont, which is a program that matches people who own homes with extra space with people looking for affordable places to live. Each arrangement is entirely customized to the needs of the people involved. For Beth and Shirley, it means Beth does most of the cooking for Shirley. She stays home at night, so Shirley is not alone. She accompanies Shirley to bingo on Monday nights, all in exchange for her own bedroom and bathroom and very affordable rent. It's a creative solution to terrible housing options based on mutual need. Here's Beth Butler.
Why are you doing HomeShare?
Definitely to save money. Probably even if I had the money, I don't want to spend $1,800 a month or $1,500, which is the cheapest you could find for a studio, maybe around here, to sleep overnight there.
She's been with me over 2 years now.
This is Shirley Hebert.
There are a lot of people out there who are lonely and who are wondering, families wondering what to do. What do you tell them about what this is like?
Well, I have somebody that's here at night, and that's what I like most. Because during the day, I have things to do, and at night, I don't like to be alone. I don't like to be alone at night.
Why?
It's scary. Yeah.
I think that one of the things that's so hard for people, everybody's so worked up about their privacy. How do you learn another person?
I think time, just time. I can cook stuff, right? I mean, she has many more years of experience than I do cooking, right? And she's taught me how to make gravy better, you know what I mean? Chip beef gravy, you know, some of these old recipes that my grandma used to make, you know what I mean? Or she'll come into the kitchen, is there anything I can do to help? And with time, you get more comfortable with each other. I don't think it's a perfect science. You're not going to be perfectly getting along all the time, but I think we get along very well. And when it comes to the thermostat, she likes it at least 74. Me, I would like it just like at 68. But sometimes when she's not looking at nighttime after she goes to bed and she's under her covers, then I'll put it to 68 or 70 because that's good for menopausal women. And then I forget to turn it back up in the morning. And so a few times I get in trouble.
And she cooks for me and she's learning how to cook my way. Yeah.
What do you do better?
I don't know. Cooked all my life. Bringing up six kids.
What have you taught her how to cook?
A roux. To make a roux for a salmon wiggle or chip beef gravy, things like that.
She doesn't like a bunch of other shows. So, like, we do Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, and then she'll do game shows. I'm trying to think of...
Who's better at Jeopardy?
I would say me. But Wheel of Fortune, both of us.
$1 million.
Somebody who has never lived this simply, which is a lot of people in our country,
right.
What do you know that they don't?
I don't worry. There's not a lot for me to worry about. When you don't have as much, you don't have as much to worry about. When you don't have as much, you don't have as much to clean. When you don't have as much, you don't have to maybe work as hard.
But there's safety in having something.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, we were always taught the white picket fence, the job, the 9-to-5. I've never owned a home and probably never will. Not that I didn't want to. I almost didn't, Florida. So I think there's always, you're always going to have those thoughts that go through your head about what is normal anymore. However, about like not owning, let's say, for instance, not owning a home, there's a lot of risk with some of that. But then there's a lot of risk with it owning one. Like property taxes just went up 30% or whatever for you, for Vermonters. It's like, why do I want all that either?
we have a lot of needs. And right. you are a living example of how many more needs we have than we probably need. What do you say to people who say, I couldn't pare down this much, I couldn't live in someone else's home? What do you say?
People can't have everything the way they want it. I mean, if you want a place to live and you don't have enough money or don't want to spend that money, you need to try something new. This is one place. You don't need a lease. You don't need a deposit. You can literally try it for 2 weeks with just your clothes. See how you like it.
$102! $102 is all it took off. This guy's so lucky.
I'm Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Peter Hirschfeld, Nathaniel Wilson, Lexi Krupp, and Adia Golston. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Talk to you tomorrow.